Seat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.
Seat Breakfast with Niall and Sean.
Here we go. Here we go. It's just after 7. It's Friday morning. It's September the 20th. And this is Beat Breakfast with Niall August Show.
Oh, we're back together, babe. Happy Friday to you.
Well,
lovely
for
to
you,
be
isn't
back.
It? Swanning in on a Friday to do a couple of hours work.
Excuse me, I was on a course. Yeah. I was upskilling. I was making myself better for you. And
yeah,
actually,
you were strolling around Dublin in the sunshine like Emily in Paris.
Emily in Paris. I was going for tapas on Wednesday night in the sunshine. Anyway, I had a lovely few days. I did a little bit of work. A lot of thinking now. Mm. A lot of up here
did
for thinking.
Because I know I've done the course that you've done. Was there a bit of role-playing games going on?
No, that's the second part.
Right.
We just had the crack. Honestly, great bunch of people. Like I did, like don't tell anyone, but I had a load of fun. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Even though it
you
was
made new friends.
You know me.
Yeah.
Come on, everybody, follow me. Yeah. I'm a collector. Anyway, it's lovely to be back, and obviously it's great that it's Friday, and we've got to say goodbye to something a little bit later on today. So
yeah,
stay
we're
with us.
Need your help on that.
Can I just say something to you, right? I just had to shed my shirt.
It's
there.
Already
Jesus,
stripping.
Hot, isn't it? The Rue Glen, which is a hotel that I pass by on my way to work, had a bus parked outside it this morning.
Okay.
And the lights were on the bus so I could see inside, and I kind of went a little bit slower as I was driving by. It was a load of people on the bus just after 5, like obviously going somewhere, right?
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm never going to be that person. Like they're probably going to the Cliffs of Moher or something. Do you know what I mean? Like they're up.
Do you think, or were they staying in the Rue Glen? Were they tourists going back to the airport or going on to their next?
No, in my head, Niall, they were going on a little tour.
Oh,
and
a day
I just
trip.
Thought, it was
okay,
a day
if you're
trip.
On a bus that left the Rue Glen just around 6 this morning, where are you going? Show you, needs to know.
But do you know what I mean? I just know that no matter what stage of my life, I'm never going to be. No, Niall, getting up. It's like I love coming in here to you, but I'm not going to go to a cave.
I think I'm going to spend my later years on coach trips.
Bull.
I love coach trips. I love that TV show. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, look, the one thing I can tell you that I know is when Sho has been off for a couple of days, she's a lot of pent up energy
to get
back on the radio, which is good for you, but nerve wracking for me because anything could happen and anything could be said over the next 3 hours.
It's true.
We got a great show for you. It being a Friday.
Yes.
Cheese or no cheese. Final round of Beat the Bomb. We're going to have some sadness in the show as well this morning, but plenty of fun between now and 10. Good morning to you.
Happy Friday.
Already some shock across the region this morning. Mark was on to us.
So I'm actually a bit baffled, to be honest with you. You've never changed a light bulb. Really? Like, how can that be possible? Are you sure you haven't changed me? You just forgot about maybe. Maybe you did. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, on the National Tradesman Day, good stuff. It's nice to get a better recognition.
Fair play.
Oh.
Thanks, lads.
Have a good day, Mark. Thanks for getting
in touch. Sorry, I baffled you and confused you so much. I have changed one in a light
in a lamp. A lamp. Yeah. I don't know if that counts, to be honest with you. Jason, does it count if she changes one in a lamp?
I suppose we'd give her that one.
You'd have to give me something
step
really.
Step one
you?
On the skills trade. How are you this morning, Jason?
I'm good.
What kind of tradie are you?
Insulating at the moment in attics. That's what we do at the moment. We do all the insulation.
Oh, you make everything hot. You make everything hot.
That's it. Keep you hot.
Yeah, love that. Yeah. Love that.
Very
love
important
that.
Nowadays.
Right. Fair play to you for coming on this morning and being willing to take me on in tradie versus lady. Now, the question is, who's going first?
Yeah. I don't mind. Do you want Sho to go first? Do you want to go first?
I will go ladies first.
Ladies first. Okay, ladies first. You get the 3 tradie questions. So
okay.
Stand by there, Jason. Let's go for it. I'm going to start with an easy one for you, okay? Just to give you a get-go on this, right? In a plug, there are 3 wires. What are the names on the 3 wires? Okay? 3 wires in a plug. There's a name for it. They're different colours. I won't ask you the colours, but what are the names on those?
There's 3 separate names?
Yeah.
No. Are they blue, red,
no,
green?
I said I didn't want the colours. I just want the names.
I only deal in colours when it comes to plugs.
Well, you were wrong because you didn't mention a brown one there.
Brown as well.
Yeah, book one.
Live wires. Live?
Yeah,
live.
That's one. You've got, yeah.
Live?
Okay.
Okay. Static?
Static is not one, no. I'll give you one more guess. Live. See if you can get 2 out of 3 here.
Electric.
No, oh. It's live, neutral, and earth.
Neutral, oh.
Earth wires.
And I'm so earthy as well.
I know. Yeah. No points there, okay. Right. Next one. What is a joist, and which tradie works mostly with them?
Oh,
what is a joist?
Do you use a joist, Jason?
I'd be around a lot of them, yeah.
He's been around them.
Every day I'm around them.
Yeah.
You're around them. Okay. Is it something to get you up? Is it like? Does it get you up higher? Is it like? Is it like along the lines of a ladder? Does it kind of joist up?
You're thinking of a cherry picker, are you?
Is it like a pogo stick for trade people?
We're on it. This is a lost cause, Jason. This really is.
I have no
idea.
Yeah,
I don't think.
Okay. Well, it's mostly to do with carpentry. Show a joist is a horizontal structure member used in framing to span an open space. It's kind of like a beam, but it goes in the other direction.
Honestly, I think there's something in the like kind of pogo stick, or you know, for tradespeople. I think we need to look into patenting that, getting you up higher.
Okay, your third question, and you're on zero so far.
Okay.
An MIP is a male iron pipe.
Okay.
A male iron pipe.
Oh, this is great.
Right. But what makes a pipe male or female?
Male pipe. Is it what a pipe can be male or female? Yeah. Did you know this, James?
Jason.
I did, yeah.
Oh, you did. Yeah. Of course you did. Sure, it's right. Yeah. What makes it male?
Yeah, how do you know if a pipe is male or female?
I would say it's something to do...
Keep it clean.
It is actually impossible to give an answer that's not going to sound like I'm being filthy. Mm. It's just slightly... What do I say? Is it just slightly bigger? Slightly wider?
No.
Well, I mean, maybe, but that's not what makes a male or female. Okay. It's to do with the grooves on a pipe, or they're called the threads.
Okay.
If they're on the outside, it's male, and if they're on the inside, it's female.
Okay.
So zero out of three there. Jason, this is should be an easy one for you. I'm crossing everything for you. So if you're ready to go, it's time for the lady version of the quiz. Let's give it a lash.
Okay, Jason, question number one. What does a VPL stand for?
VPL.
I'll give you a clue, because obviously there's no context to that. It's to do with clothing.
No.
Okay. It's a visible panty line. Okay. So you know the way if you have like leggings, or you can see, you can kind of just see the knickers through it. Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Number two.
Okay. Question number two. If I was to request a bouncy or a boho in something, what would I be asking for? Niall doesn't know either, by the way.
I have no idea on that one.
A bouncy. It has to be something to do with your hair.
Oh, good man. Good thinking, Jason.
Keep going. Yeah. What am I asking for?
A bouncy or a what?
Boho.
Can I help him?
Yeah.
Is it something to do with a hairdo, I wonder? A haircut, a style? Is it? No, she's laughing now.
No, yours are on the right track. Bouncy or boho?
I must be an upstyling in hair or something. That's my
I'll give you half a point. It's a type of blow dry. Okay?
I'll give you half a point.
Come on, it's National Tradesman Day. Be kind.
Don't lose one of yourselves. Niall's trying to help you there as well. And I will say, I've never heard anyone say I'm a hairdo since my granny was alive. Right, okay, final question. You're doing better than me already. Let's see if you can nail this one. Jason,
on.
If I was getting a Brazilian or a Hollywood, what part of my body would I be getting it on?
Do your best here now, Jason. It's family radio.
Go on, we call it your butt.
So you don't get a Brazilian on your butt, do you?
I actually don't. No, my butt is fine.
A Brazilian wax, is it?
Yeah, but is it front or where are we getting it?
We'll stay back.
Same. Sweating there.
Again, I'm going to give you half a point because you knew what it was.
Oh, well, two halves make the pint.
It's yes, right, Jason. Yeah, yeah. Right, Jason.
It will be the front.
Yeah.
It will be the front part.
What? The gusset.
The gusset.
Listen, 2 half points makes a point, which is more than you got. Our winner, Jason, well done this morning. You won our first ever round of Tradie versus Lady.
Well done, mister. Yay. Thanks for having the crack. You were brilliant. Go on.
Yeah,
go
you might send us a mug, yeah.
Of course I will.
Of course we will.
And will you go about your day now and just share with the people that you meet today what a VPL is, what a bouncy is, and
happy
what a Hollywood
Friday.
Is. Yeah. All right, happy Friday.
Have a great weekend, all right?
Happy Friday.
Talk to you. Bye.
I woke up this morning. Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Yeah. Wake up.
Wake up with your mates, Niall and Show.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Now, you know I can't resist an animal story on this show. Yeah, I'm obsessed. There's an animal story. I gotta cover it, right?
Do you like animals?
Yeah. I do like animals. Yeah. I love animals. But not these animals, because these animals are couriers, right? You might have heard this on the news yesterday. Aoife mentioned it about the squirrels in the UK. I don't think we've done a squirrel story on the show yet.
I don't think so.
They had to cancel a train, and it wasn't just any train. This was a train going to the airport, so you can imagine the stress of everybody. They want to get there, they want to get checked in, they want to get their flights on time, all that kind of thing. But two squirrels got on the train right when it stopped at a service called Gomshall in Surrey, and somebody on the train said it was absolute pandemonium. The squirrels got in the rear carriage, started attacking people. Passengers were running off the train, they were running into another carriage. A conductor got on, locked the doors, and they spent 30 minutes, half an hour, chasing these squirrels around with a broomstick, a telescopic grabber, and the lure of peanuts to try and get them out of the train, but no joy. So they had to cancel the whole service and send the train back to the depot to try and clear the train of these two bowel squirrels. There you go.
It's just so dramatic to me.
Really?
They're little tiny animals.
They were attacking people. I don't know. How vicious are squirrels? Has anyone ever had a run
attacking.
Into a squirrel?
They're a little tiny oak and they cancelled the whole train just because. Could they not have just got an old jam jar or something and put it on
you
them?
You wouldn't get a squirrel in a jam jar. They're big.
Well, like a washing basket or something. the old trick, like,
they
come here.
The telescopic grabbers.
What's a telescope? It's like litter pickers.
Kind of like that, yeah. To try and grab it. But no, like, I've only ever seen a squirrel in a tree. I don't know what kind of damage they do to you if they went for you.
Yeah, rabies actually. Is that squirrels?
Possibly. I don't know. But it just made me think these squirrels were absolute couriers. And sometimes animals can be absolute couriers. And so I have a question for the Southeast this morning. And it's this. Which animal is the biggest courier? Which animal or creature do you think is the biggest courier? Let's do a little vote on this morning. I'm going to start with two votes, okay? Number one is wasps. Okay. I have an absolute phobia of wasps. They can't be in my space, and I start to go hands in the air crazy, right?
I don't mind wasps.
We were doing the broadcast from Carlo the other, and one of the little kids was in the beast with me, Ren, and she just says, "There's a wasp beside you," and I started absolutely freaking out. The other one is rats. Okay? I had a run in with a rat there a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
I was on the footpath walking home from work, and he just kind of, he was about 5 feet away, stopped, stared at me. I stared back. It was like a game of chicken. Who's going to move first? And I'm proud to say he did. He did. I was the better man on this occasion. He turned around and he legged it. But yeah, don't like wasps and don't like rats. You.
I can say there's a strong vote.
Don't say cats.
No.
Don't
say
cats.
A strong vote in Bagnallstown. If you're from Bagnallstown or the Carlow area, or you know the River Barrow in Bagnallstown, you will know these animals. It's geese.
There is
two geese by the River Barrow in Bagnallstown, and they occupy one spot. Mm. And when you go for a walk, they will not move. They will look at you. And birds are my biggest fear.
Yeah.
But
so
these
flapping.
Geese are so aggressive. They look at you. Mm. They stand there and they open their mouth and just go,
no
my
fear.
Uncle did his hamstring hopping over the wall because they were chasing him. They will attack you. They're ridiculous. So they're couriers.
Okay,
they're couriers.
Aggressive geese, right, on the list. Let's see what else we get this morning. Have you had a run in with an animal in recent months? We want to hear about it. And what are you voting for as which animals or creatures are the biggest couriers? Can we beat Bagnallstown as aggressive geese this morning?
Yeah, like, I'm not making this up. Someone back me up here, please.
A lot of people agreeing with Killian. Rosie was on. Those geese in Bagnallstown are vicious. From a son was young, we stopped there by the side of the river. We were having a bite to eat. My son threw some bread at them. They weren't happy with the piece. Came back and chased my son till he dropped the sandwich and then waddled off really cheekily. Brian is also agreeing. 100% agree with Killian. Those two geese are absolute tow rags. They fear no man, woman or child. That riverside is theirs and you don't dare challenge them. Me and my partner called them Ronnie and Reggie after the Cray twins.
I tell you, I walk the other side of the road when I'm doing that walk. I'll walk over to the old mill just to avoid them because they terrify me.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that you're traumatised.
That's what they do.
A few votes coming in for swans. Trisha says swans are the real gurriers and Aoife says swans are the most menacing creatures to ever exist. And we'll stay with birds for a minute. Alan says definitely seagulls. You know by the head of them.
Yeah.
Vicious.
Scurriers.
Yeah. Now we are getting some votes as well from monkeys this morning. Amy says no. The biggest gurriers of all are the little monkeys. Those small cute ones you see on holidays. You're walking around the resort thinking, oh look at the little monkey. No, they'd rob the sight out of your eye. I've been a victim on many occasions. And Amy's en route to the plough and have a good day. Sinead's agreeing with you. Definitely a monkey. When travelling around Asia, a monkey once robbed a bag of crisps out of my hand and then had the audacity to stand looking at me, taunting me about it afterwards.
When you said monkeys originally, I thought you meant Ireland. I was like, no. Where are you going down the street of Anglestown? There's a monkey coming out behind roosters.
There's certain resorts in Spain and places like that where they live in the trees and the mountains and they come down and they rob your food, they rob your phone, they rob your watch.
Oh, they just look so kind of, not filthy, but you know, you don't know where they've been and they've been on your shoulder. Like the little one in like Friends, Marcel. He used to give me the creeps.
Yeah. Okay, and one more. This might be my favourite. Mark is bringing back a particular Waterford memory this morning.
No, you'll definitely remember Burger King down in City Square. Do you remember the pigeons coming in eating all your food? You go up to get a packet of salt and your Whopper be gone by. Absolute couriers.
So you're right, I remember it clearly. They'd come in the door and your chips would be gone. Yeah, nightmare.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Wake up.
Morning show.
Hey.
Do you know what? You just said it there. So what will you be doing this time next week, 9:40 a.m. next Friday?
Well, I'll be getting ready to head to the airport. Yeah, for a gorgeous sun holiday. You know, just
did you win the cash machine?
We're not allowed.
I wish.
You're going to Spain.
I'm going to Gran Canaria.
Oh,
I can't
so
wait.
Chill.
So see this sun that we're having now. I'm going to get more of that for a whole week.
Yes. Are you going with a friend?
Yeah, I'm going with a friend.
You're such a digger for information. I still have Gran Canaria on my phone from when I was there a few years ago. I keep the places in my weather app, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
So just Maspalomas, which is just down the road by Playa del Inglés. Well, today's actually a bit disappointing. It's only going to be 25 degrees.
Okay.
But next Friday when you arrive, 27.
Oh, yeah.
Sunny all day. 27 Saturday, sunny all day. 27 is perfect. It's not too hot.
Yeah, not too hot because I will burn into a crisp. And I don't want to come back like a tomato for the Imros.
So jealous. Okay, I'll have to drag out some clothes for you for your little holiday.
That would
your
be
friend.
Much appreciated.
Okay. We're here to talk TikTok trends.
Yes.
And this is one that most people have probably caught over the last couple of weeks because it is an absolute scream. Talk to us.
Right, so it is the Gen Z marketing script, right?
Yeah.
This trend, I have to say, it's given, right? Essentially, Gen Z employees are writing the script for their company's social media videos. And there's lots of, you know, internet expressions in there. It's quite slay, okay? So it's given, very demure, brat summer, you got no cap, riz, and they understood the assignment. And the people that are reciting the script are noticeably older than a Gen Z, and you know their delivery in the video is very deadpan.
Yeah.
Some might say deadpan AF.
They don't really know what they're saying, and that makes it funnier.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
They're just doing it. Like they're up for
the
crack, the
script,
though.
Yeah.
They're just literally reading. They're not.
Yeah.
They're not given anything else. But it had made it to the Ploughing. Okay, so easy fix. They've got nearly 300,000 views on the video. Let's take a listen to it.
Hi, besties. Brett, summer may be over, but the sun is still out here. Do you see our cubicles? Do you see how flexible they are, but yet very strong, very mindful and very, very cutesy, very safe and very demure. We understood the assignment. Vibes are absolutely immaculate. Our slash rubber is the best. No cap. This is David. He's the goat.
I love that.
And you have another example from the UK.
Yeah, so this one is a Fife Field Manor, right? This one has received 12 million views on TikTok. It's brilliant.
Our bed and breakfast is 880 years old. No cap. See the garden. It's giving relaxation. It's giving zen. The medieval dining room has so much riz. Whether you need to recover from a brat summer or a menti bee, this is the place for you. Slay.
Slay.
Oh my God, they are so, they're iconic.
They are iconic. And I've been living for it on TikTok, just scrolling through all the videos.
I have one more to throw in. Because this was just, I spotted it this morning. The Irish Independent has done a piece with my favourite Irish legend, Francis Brennan. Now, he's not selling anything, but he's been asked. He's shown the words and he just has to give a kind of explainer. So let's have a listen to a couple
Francis.
Of the words that he's trying to work out.
Spilling the tea. If it's a term, I never heard it, but I love a cup of tea out of asparagus twice as nice. L-I-T. In big letters. It's from some Limerick Institute technology. I don't know what I had in mind. Or, but that's what we put it down for, L-I-T.
One more.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Wake up. Do it.
On with Detail Menswear, Carlo and Kilkenny, exclusive stockists of R.M. Williams in the southeast. You can check them out in store or online at detailmenswear.ie. Now, Sho's quite excited. She's quite excited for this round of Beat the Bomb, aren't you? The little things with Sho, the little things.
Every now and then you hear a name and you think that person is destined for stardom, right? And on the line is Jack Jackson.
Hiya, Jack Jackson.
Hey lads, how are you?
We're good, hon, we're good. I'm just so impressed with your name. I feel like we're off to a really good start. Jack Jackson, where are you from?
I'm from Enniscorthy.
Okay, okay. And you're also with another Jack this morning.
I'm with Jack Harrelly, my homie.
Your homie.
Homie.
Okay, and...
My homie, that's it.
What's really interesting is we spent the early part of this show talking about today being a very special day because it's National Tradesmen, Tradespersons Day, celebrating the
and
Sparkies.
You have two tradesmen here, that's it.
Yeah.
What's your specialty,
two
lads?
Sparkies.
Sparkies, brilliant.
As in, what do you mean specialty?
Oh, I know, I wonder what kind of trade, but Sparky covers that,
We do bits of everything, bits of everything to be fair.
Okay. Oh, that's deadly. I have to say as well, today is a really good day for you because not only is it a national day for you to celebrate your hard work, also a couple of weeks ago on the show, I just dropped a little nugget for the lads and they really were taken by surprise. But I have a theory about Jacks. And I think,
okay.
My theory about Jacks is they're good looking.
She thinks all Jacks are good looking.
Yeah.
Well, there we go. I'll take that. Thank you. Two Jacks and two Sparkies. Thank you.
Okay. One last question just to really send her over the edge.
Oh, no. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Are you wearing?
You can't ask that.
Are you wearing the Snickers pants this morning, lads?
Of course we are.
Oh,
always.
Oh, my God.
Snickers drop knickers, as they say.
What are you trying to do to me,
Jack?
She won't
be able to focus on the questions now.
I think this...
Come on, you haven't even seen us yet.
No, but I believe. You see, you're Jack by two, so it's okay. If you get the high score, which I believe
it's
crazy.
It's a high one at 16.
You could have a boot each. R.M. Williams boot each.
Okay,
right.
We'll try our best anyway.
Okay, give me your best.
Get a lash. Best of luck, lads.
Beat the bomb on Beat Breakfast.
Jack by two, what river runs through Kilkenny City? That's the Nore. What are elephants' tusks made of?
Ivory.
Yes. Who is the most followed person on Instagram in the world?
Ronaldo.
Yes. What do the letters YOLO stand for?
You only live once.
Yes. What is the main ingredient in guacamole?
Avocado.
Yes. What's the name for a group of bees?
A colony? Uh-huh.
No, it's a swarm. Was the social media app Instagram started in 2010 or 2012?
2010.
Yes. What does the phrase crede no no crede mean? It's Irish.
Believe it or not.
Yes. How many E's are there in the word mischievous?
Four.
No, one. What is the capital of Greece?
Athens, no?
Yes. In The Simpsons, what's the name of Homer's boss?
Mr. Burns.
Yes. How many sides does a decagon have?
10.
Yes. Name two members of the band Westlife.
Pat.
Mark, Shane, Keane or Nicky. What would you call a place that makes whiskey?
Brewery.
No, it's distillery is the answer. What's 14 plus 17?
31.
Yes. Which superhero had a love interest called Lois Lane?
Superman.
Yes, how many years are there in a century?
100.
Yes, maple, corn and golden are types of what?
Wheat. Oh.
brain. I don't know.
Panic.
No, it's okay. It's syrup.
Sorry, we're looking for it. Syrup, yeah.
Oh, you did so well.
You did really
lads.
Well. You got 12 points this morning. That is a cracking score.
Close enough.
Yeah, no, you did really well. You, Jax, brains, beauty, a trade. What more could you possibly
want? Great name.
Jack Jackson.
We try our best, you know.
Yeah, okay. Well, you deliver, Jax. Yeah.
Well, listen, fair play, lads. You got a 50 euro voucher for Detail Menswear. Thank you for having the crack with us and have a cracking weekend, all right?
You made our day, lads.
No
you water. Made ours. Happy
Talk
Friday, Jax.
Bye, bye, bye. Top of the
morning. Wake up with your mates. Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
You've been out and about this weekend, Killian. We're not going into the ins and outs. We don't want to put too much pressure on
no,
you.
No, no, no.
But I know you did go for Italian. So talk to us about this. What you decided to go nice restaurant.
Oh, fancy restaurant, yeah. So my brother turned 29 on Friday and I was 27 about 2 weeks back. Yeah. And my kind of birthday came and went because we had a wedding in the middle of it all and it was kind of during the week, so I wasn't really home. So I was just like, Mama said, no cake for me, no card.
Yeah.
But she did in the end. So we said, right, we'll take the 2 years out for dinner. So it was myself, Rory, his partner, Helena, and Mama and Dad, and myself, and we went to Rinuccini's in Kilkenny.
Rinuccini's. I go to Rinuccini for my dinner.
For an Italian, can I just say, Kelly, and you said to me the other day, you go to Rinuccini's, you say, Mom and Dad will bring you to Rinuccini's. And he said it really like kind of laid back or like, you know, as if he was just going to
the takeaway.
Yeah,
the
or the drive-thru or whatever. Yeah. I was like, this is a really nice. Fancy, like nice expensive, fancy. Like your parents, Brian and Catherine, big up. Like, that's a really
I
nice
think they had a voucher, but.
They had a voucher.
I think so.
Big deal of that.
But anyway, we went in and do you know what it felt like? You've watched The Simpsons 2 years. It felt like Fat Tony's, like all their waiters were like in black suits.
Oh.
And it was real kind of like, it was real Italian, how I pictured like a mob would sit down in the back of the restaurant, you know, and then we were in the outer part. It was lovely. So I went and I didn't want to get like a spaghetti, I didn't want to get a carbonara, I wanted something new that like I'd never had before, like I had lasagna. So I looked up on the menu and it was this spicy kind of sausage dish. It was
lovely.
Indugia pasta.
I've never heard of it.
Indugia.
You'd see it on pizzas as well. Indugia. It's a hot spicy meat.
Yeah, and I said
often in a paste kind of form.
And poor Alina was like explaining to me. She said, you know, it's spicy, and the waitress took offence. She was like, no, it's hot. It's not spicy sausage. Sorry. Okay. So anyway, I came and I was expecting, what is it? Penne pasta.
Penne.
Whatever it was, I came out and it was a tagliatelle. You know the kind of
the stringy.
Yeah, but
thick.
Yeah, the
thick string.
Thick string. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I was there and. They had it set out. They had knife, fork, little spoon, knife, fork on the other side. And anyway, when we ordered what we were having, the waitress came over and she took away the knife.
Mm. Oh.
And all that was left with was a spoon and a fork.
The proper Italian way to
And
eat
I said, I'm not eating soup.
No, she didn't take away the fork.
No, the knife.
She took the knife. She left with a fork and a spoon. Because whether it's spaghetti or tagliatelle, that's how the Italians traditionally eat.
Now, I know and I've heard of it and I've seen people do it. Don't you put like the spaghetti into the spoon and you like spiral.
Yeah.
But I just felt so lost without a knife. Because usually if I'm eating spaghetti at home, I'd cut it all up like a child.
Oh, no. Yeah, I do that too.
You do not cut
your
spaghetti.
Yeah, I know
spaghetti.
The Italians would hate us.
Oh, mamma mia. You can't.
Why?
You can't. You
it's
can't
convenient.
Why? You don't have to.
Guys.
Slurp it all down like.
You're really letting me down on so many levels this morning. But really, like cutting your spaghetti. Like what is happening? No, you never cut your spaghetti. Like the spoon actually aids you in picking it up.
I know, and I tried that, but it didn't really work. I was slurping by the end of the night.
So what, you wanted to cut it up so you could just have your spaghetti in like
just
little
pieces?
Just
put a fork in and just, you know, pick it up.
No.
I don't know, look, you're out eating in fancy restaurants now. We're going to have to help him along here, I think, this morning's show. I think we could give you some tips in a minute, right?
Okay.
Give you a little bit of help.
Yeah.
In case you're in any of these situations that you don't want to mess up, all right?
We got to you.
Killian, struggles, because there's no knife left. And he used the spoon and he couldn't chop up his spaghetti or his tagliatelle in this case like he normally does.
His tagliatelle.
And there's a lot of, it's a minefield out there when you start going to fancy places. But look, you're a man of this world and we need you ship shape and ready.
You do know like when you're, you know, like the knife and fork thing, don't you?
You work from the outside in. Do you know how I know that? 1997's Titanic. Thank you, James Cameron.
Yeah, good for something.
Oh, I know a lot about Titanic. I've watched it many times over the last few months.
Okay. Step inside our fancy etiquette class with myself and the show. We've got a couple of questions each for you, and we want to see, you know, where you're at. Okay, so I'll start.
Mm.
When attending a formal event, Killian,
okay,
where suits are the dress code, fancy, you know, smart wear.
Tuxes or suits?
Either are. Tuxes, okay, suits, blazers, that kind of vibe, right? When can a man take off his jacket, his suit jacket, his blazer? I've got some multiple choice for you.
Okay. Oh, yeah, thanks.
Love a multiple choice.
A is not until the host takes off their jacket. B is when the sun sets, it gets dark. C is any time if the temperature is above 80 degrees. Or D, when you get in the car to go home. When can you take your jacket off at a formal event?
When you're sweating on the dance floor, does that count as one?
No, that's not option E.
That's not an option. No, no, there's no E.
Give them to me again.
Okay, when the host takes off his jacket, when the sun sets, if the temperature is above 80 degrees, or when you get in the car to go home, when can you take off your jacket at a formal event?
I kind of want to say when the host does, because I know there's a rule with the hat. If, like, you can't take off a hat, a woman can't take off his hat till, like, the bride, the mother of the bride takes off the hat.
Were you just listening to me?
No.
I just told Niall this
told that
before
story.
We came
oh.
on. Yeah.
I'm going to say when you get in the car to go home, I'd say, like, if you're keep really, really posh, you have to keep it on all day.
No.
You were being correct. You were right the first time.
Oh, and the host.
When the host takes off their jacket, that's when you can take off yours.
Oh.
Fail. Question number two. You've been introduced to a new acquaintance and they pronounce your name incorrectly. What should you do?
Okay, so they're calling you Kieran or, you know.
Cillian.
Kieran.
Cillian.
Someone did that at the radio wars last year. Oh, Kieran, lovely to meet you. Yeah. I'm like, oh, thanks. It's Cillian, yeah, by the way.
Okay, so what's the best way out of this situation? Options, please.
So, option A, send an email or text afterwards to politely correct them. Option B, correct them immediately by saying, actually, it's pronounced. C, find a mutual friend or connection who knows them a little better to correct them on your behalf. Or D, wait until you are away from other people to correct them by saying, actually, my name is pronounced.
Do it there and then, I'd do. But is that rude?
Correct them immediately?
Yeah, number B.
Yeah, you are correct.
That is the right answer.
Yeah, you just like get it out of the way. There's no point in making it awkward for everybody around you.
This
like,
happened to me on Thursday night at my fancy do. Somebody called me Connor 4 times in a row in a conversation and I did not correct him immediately and I did not take the right option. I went actually for number C and waited till a mutual friend went, his name is Niall actually.
I really think you should have in that case, because I know who it was. I think it would have been funnier to go with like a text message or an email like arriving
morning.
Back into work the next
could
day
could have done a Chad or Bing, remember, like in that one workmate that like he was calling him Chad or something and like Ross was like, why is he calling you Chad?
Okay, next up, question number 3. Which of the following foods is it okay to eat with your fingers? A, fried chicken. B, asparagus. C, shrimp cocktail. Or D, all of the above. Fried chicken, asparagus, shrimp cocktail, or all of the above.
That's a prawn cocktail. Like.
Prawn cocktail, yeah.
Prawn cocktail.
I never eat anything with my hands. I just think
pizza?
It's disgusting. Yeah, pizza is an exception. Or maybe chips from McDonald's.
And was you have no fried chicken? Forks.
Wings.
Have you had a bucket of chicken?
I don't like chicken. I don't like fried chicken. I don't like anything with a bone on it. Oi, oi. So,
which is it okay?
All of the above, I'm going to say. Because, like, why would they include that?
Yeah, okay.
What's the difference between shrimp? A shrimp on the barbie.
Well, I can tell you, a shrimp cocktail I would find very hard to eat with my fingers in the Mary Rose sauce and the lettuce.
Find the asparagus weirder, though.
Okay, well,
why would you pick up a veg?
You're right.
Am I right?
You're right. Asparagus can be eaten with the fingers as long as it's not too floppy, show. Anytime you are eating with your fingers, make sure you have a napkin handy and keep good posture.
I've never had a floppy asparagus.
That's Tom. Okay.
Right.
One more, last one.
Where is this crazy question? Okay, Killian, this is for you, right?
And this really could happen.
Okay. You are attending the Olympics, okay? And another nation's anthem is playing to celebrate an athlete. What should you do? A, there is nothing special you have to do unless you are a citizen of that country. B, stand at attention. C, stand at attention with your right hand over your heart. Or D, stand at attention with your left hand over your chest.
You just stand up and do not, you pay respect to the country.
So is that stand at attention?
Stand at attention, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That is the right answer.
That's the right answer.
Thank you very much.
That 3 out of 4 is not bad at all, I have to say.
I am Killian Doyle.
Killian Doyle.
From Lord Bagnall.
Your etiquette game is strong. When you go back now to Rin the Cheese, you need to use the spoon. Beat breakfast
with Niall and Show. This is Beat. She's been away now for half the week.
I knew you were going to say that.
And I says to her, what goss would you like? What do you want to share with the Southeast? What's the essential information that people need to know on their way to work this morning? Over to you.
So you said at the start of the show, Sho's been away for a couple of days and I know she'll have a lot of pent up tension and she'll be excitable and you never know what she's going to come out with. So here we go. I wouldn't like to let you down. I want to tell you about a new fish that has been discovered in the Red Sea, right?
Okay.
And the species has been given a name because it's got a rather unhappy appearance. So it is now called a grumpy fish, right?
Right.
Its official name is a Sweavata Aeton.
You sound like you're Welsh.
But it's been dubbed the grumpy fish by researchers because it looks really miserable. Its mouth has a upturned position. Okay. So basically what I've decided is it's a fish. Yeah, see it there? It's like...
don't all fish look a little bit kind of grumpy, sad, stupid?
No, I don't. I don't think I've ever really noticed a fish is just, or like, you know, like in and out, suck, suck, suck. But like this fish is like, do you know what I mean? Like,
I wish you could see her face.
It's just got a different kind of look about it. Yeah. So basically, when I saw this, obviously I wanted to tell you about it, but I also thought it was very relatable to humans because we all know somebody that has a little bit of like. Grumpy is a nice way of saying it. Can I say that?
I think you can say it. It's a common term now.
Like the resting bitch face. Yeah. You know, like that face that they might not be a horrible
person.
They
could be really happy in their head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like when you see them, you're just like, God, they look real mad. Like,
are they angry with me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And now I love you, but sometimes in meetings, you would have an RBF.
Right. Yeah, okay, yeah.
You know you do.
Yeah, yeah. And I know exactly why too. It's probably someone's gone off down a tangent road and they're talking about something that's not relevant to the meeting. And we could all be out here much quicker if somebody wasn't asking a load of questions.
Yeah, so it's not something that I think Niall even tries to hide. I don't know, maybe in a former life or before I met him, maybe
when I was young and hopeful, I used to hide and pretend that. Now I don't. What's the point?
Full of dreams and aspirations. Exactly, whereas now it's just like, if you are annoying him, you will know about it. So basically, Niall is like a Suavete Aeton, the grumpy
I'm not
fish.
Alone though. I know there's a lot of people here in the Southeast and it's just their default position. At times, the resting bitch face.
It's just like,
and as I said, you could be very happy in your head, but you're just like.
And actually, like a lot of the time, like you, they're nice people. Like it's not their personality. It's just their.
If that's you, Well, you're my sister. You're my brother. Yeah, fair play.
Yeah, or BFs. Welcome
thanks
to the show.
What's the name of the fish again?
It is a Sweavata Aeton. Listening to now.
Yeah. I woke up this morning. Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Right, that's it.
Goodbye, my lover. Goodbye, my friend. You have been the one.
Right, couple of bits coming in just on this as we say goodbye to summer 2024. When it's gone, Donald says, lads, I've 40 cent in my back pocket and I'm stopping at the next church to light a candle. Just wish for one more day. Just one more day.
Also, just on that note, if you can, I'd recommend entering the cash machine. That'd be good.
Because you could be somewhere all year round if you win 150 grand. We'll tell you how very shortly. Betty was on too. She says, look, guys, there was no summer 2024. You're deluding yourself, Sho. But my highest moments was my son I hadn't seen in years coming home from Australia and meeting his partner and my granddaughter for the first time. That was the best summer ever and the weather just did not matter. Right, we asked for a eulogy.
Are
you googly, as they say. And Mark has stepped forward and is willing to do the honours and say goodbye to summer 2024 on all our behalf.
And he really put an awful lot of thought and effort into this. So Mark, the stage is yours.
Oh, summer 2024. Where to start? You arrived with such hope in your eyes. The light shone through. But it wasn't to last.
Well, it never does.
The darkness took hold of you as you slipped into a coma-like state.
A bit grim.
We waited by your side for you to emerge from this. And then finally, you opened your eyes. The light shone through. The sun shone. And we laughed and ran in the sunshine. But it wasn't the last.
No, it wasn't.
As the darkness sucked you back in.
Yeah.
And this time, you would not make it back to us.
Oh.
So, as we lay you to rest Summer 24. We remember the good times.
Yeah.
And until we meet again.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Jeez.
Thank you, Summer 2024. It has been a blast.
Particularly this week. We'll forever remember this week in September.
One more day of it.
One more day.
A lot of reaction on Mark. Brilliant. Give that man a BAFTA. Why do I have shivers listening to that? RAP Summer 2024.
Yeah. He nailed it. Mm. But there was a huge response. There was so many of you that wanted to be able to deliver your own eulogy. So we're letting in one more. And representing Wexford this morning, we've got Shaneen on the line. Shaneen, how are we?
Devastated.
I know.
Absolutely devastated.
Yeah, I know. It's very hard, isn't it?
Okay. We're just going to do what we did with Mark and just give you a moment, I suppose, to share your thoughts with the Southeast this morning and officially say goodbye to Summer 2024. Shaneen, your statement, please.
So you came along and you teased us for about 2 or 3 days and then you left. Then you came back and you teased us again and we were all rushing out buying paddling pools and barbecues. And then you left again.
Yeah.
And then come September, when it's meant to be raining and you're just driving everybody mad and the sun is shining, people going to the ploughing and they're after going out and buying welly boots.
Yeah.
And now you're going again and you're leaving us and we don't know when we're going to see you again.
Yeah. Why do we fall for it every time?
Every time, Shaneen.
They come back through that door and we fall for it and think they're here forever.
Every time.
Sorry, just give a bit of a mention to the strawberries there, hun, will you?
Strawberries are just... They're just so confused in that shed now at the moment. Like, they don't know whether to be out on the stalls or not out on the stalls. The new potatoes. They just don't know what to be doing with yourselves anymore.
They don't know who they are.
No.
They've lost their identity.
They're not strawberries anymore.
Yeah. They're not strawberries.
The doves don't even know what to be doing. They don't know whether to come down to Wexford for the summer or go home
the
or
doves.
What. Like, the doves don't know what to do anymore. Everyone's confused.
Yeah. Okay, brilliant job, Shaneen, brilliant job. We do have one last job to do, and this is going to be particularly tough for Shona this morning, but I'd like you to be here with us for it, Shaneen, because it's a significant moment. And we've got to play something for the very last time this year, and that this is it.
This is it.
This really is it. I'm putting it away in a box and packing it up in the attic now after this, so... Are you ready, Sho?
Shaneen, are you ready? You know what it is. You know how it goes.
Yeah.
I mean, please be upstanding this morning for one more summer in the Southeast. It was great while it lasted. And goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye, summer in the Southeast.
One last time.
Everybody stand
Sing
up.
Sing it loud. Summer in the Southeast. Summer in the Southeast.
Your music now. That's it. It was great.
You'll be playing it again next month.
Have a good day, Shaneen. Bye.
Beat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.